evening.
Wednesday, the 11th of year, 31st of May, Rabbi Gedalia Lieberman, Eruv Tavshilin. Northwest London Torah Way, East Side Crescent, Oil Moshe, 2023.
Morning. Good morning. To be back. Yeah, I just said the title is Eruv Tavshilin, but I'll start with an Eruv Tavshilin question, but I'll really branch off a bit more, I think, to some dinim of Shehi on Shabbos, leaving things on the fire, and perhaps some dinim Atmona. See how the half an hour plays out. Sometimes, you know, sometimes the time goes fast, sometimes it goes slow. I'll see what happens. Yeah, okay. The Eruv Tavshilin, we just had a situation where we had to make an Eruv Tavshilin on Shavuos, which is Friday and Shabbos. And there is a halacha that you're supposed to make sure the food is cooked before Shabbos. And let me just take a moment to explain. Before Yom Tov. Before Shabbos. When you're cooking on Friday, Yom Tov was Friday and Shabbos, and you want to prepare food for Shabbos, so you're allowed to cook on Yom Tov for Shabbos, you have to make an Eruv Tavshilin. Yeah? And there is a halacha, which I want to begin discussing, which is that you're not supposed to put, let's say, a cholent just before Shabbos to cook, just before Shabbos, Friday afternoon. It should be earlier on, because it's supposed to be ready when Shabbos comes in. I want to discuss the protib a little bit. So let me just first of all explain the background. It's machlokes in the Gemara between Rabbah and Rav Chista, whether you're allowed to cook from Yom Tov to Shabbos min haTorah. Yeah, Rav Chista holds that although in Yom Tov you're not allowed to cook for the weekday, that's certainly also min haTorah to cook from Yom Tov to the weekday, but from Yom Tov to Shabbos it's permitted. That's the opinion of Rav Chista. You're allowed to cook from Yom Tov to Shabbos. However, the Rabbanon forbade it, and they said you have to make an Eruv Tavshilin. Only if you make an Eruv Tavshilin are you allowed to cook from Yom Tov to Shabbos. Rabbah holds that min haTorah, it's also to cook from Yom Tov to Shabbos. Min haTorah. So how does an Eruv Tavshilin solve it? An Eruv Tavshilin is only mid Rabbanon. It's instituted by the Rabbanon. If min haTorah is forbidden to cook from Yom Tov to Shabbos, how does it work with an Eruv Tavshilin? So Rabbah says that we have a principle called hoil, since when you cook on Yom Tov, since hoil vi ikle orchim, since maybe some guests will come, you cook a Yom Tov in the morning, let's say, you cook a cholent for Shabbos, but you might have guests and on Yom Tov, and they'll eat on Yom Tov, so it might be for Yom Tov. So that's what allows you to cook on Yom Tov for Shabbos. That's the opinion of Rabbah. So the only reason it's allowed min haTorah is because you might have guests on Yom Tov. Mid Rabbanon, they said, nevertheless, you can't cook, and therefore you have to make an Eruv Tavshilin. Now, the Mogen Avraham says we paskin like Rabbah, and therefore he says it's very important to make sure that you don't cook on Yom Tov for Shabbos right before Shabbos. If you start cooking right before Shabbos, so then you're going to be doing an Issa D'Oraisa, because it's not edible for Yom Tov, it's not ready for Yom Tov. So you're going to be doing an Issa min haTorah, and then the Eruv Tavshilin doesn't help you. Yeah. So, I mean, it's an important point to be aware of, but I want to discuss some protim. So that is the shitta of, that's according to Rabbah, that's the way the Mogen Avraham paskens, that's the way the Shulchan Aruch Rav paskens. The Mishnah Brura has a bir halacha where he says that there is room to perhaps follow Rav Chista, and therefore you could even cook just before Shabbos. But Lemaisa, he says, more so on a regular year, not a regular year, more so when Yom Tov is Thursday, Friday, So then it's only Friday is only a Shailet Rabbonon, so there's more room to follow Rav Chisda. Maybe B'Shas Adchak, you could even this year, where Yom Tov was Friday Shabbos, so Friday is Yom Tov Deraisa, maybe there's also room to follow Rav Chisda, but certainly Lechet Chila, one has to follow Rabba and make sure the food is cooked before Yom Tov. Right? So that's the din. Before Shabbos, thank you. Yeah. So that's the din. When you're cooking on Friday, you have to make on which is Yom Tov, you have to make sure that the food is cooked before Shabbos. Yeah. A regular Shabbos, no, there's also dinim that you have to make sure the food is cooked. But I mean, whatever. If you have a blech, if you have a kruv oktum, if you're putting it on a hot plate, then strictly speaking, it doesn't need to be cooked at all. Any stage is okay on a regular Shabbos. But this setting, where Yom Tov was Friday, and you're cooking for Shabbos, yeah. So you have to make sure it's cooked before, otherwise you're bumping into a Shaila min haTorah. That's the... However, the Mishnah Berurah comes over here with a Chiddush, and says that not only, even if it's not mamash fully cooked, if it's Michael ben Drosoi, which he says is Shlish Bishul, if it's already third cooked, so it's also okay. Yeah? Which Lechura is not so poshut, that's what I want to discuss. La locha v'loy l'maisa. Now there's a maisa, you can ask your Rav, work out what to do. But just discuss a svara, la locha, whether that's like correct. Whether, in other words, what are the tzadim? Yeah, well, I'll point out, it's a sophic of the Prima Godim. What are the tzadim? But the maisa, what the Mishnah Berurah says is that even if the cholent isn't fully cooked, it's only cooked, the third cooked, it's good enough. And it's a very, very practical question. I mean, I don't know what happened in your houses on last Friday, but to make sure, if you're putting up a cholent on Yom Tov, right, for Shabbos, which I suppose many people will do, and often, you know, you don't have a big flame on, you don't want the flame to be too big, because you don't want to, assuming you're using a gas fire on Yom Tov, you don't want to have a big flame. It's money and maybe dangerous, whatever it is. You have a small flame and it cooks slowly. So to make sure that the challah is fully cooked before Yom Tov is not, before Shabbos, I'm sorry, is not always so easy, right? It's, I mean, if you put it on in the morning, it's okay. If after you come back, there could be settings where it's not so easy to have it fully cooked. If we can follow just Michael ben Drosoi, just have it a third cooked, then it's considerably easier to the setting of Maisa. Right. But the question is this: I explained already. What's the in order to be able to cook from Shabbos to Yom Tov, from Yom Tov to Shabbos, has to the only reason that it's not an Issa min haTorah according to Rabba is because you're able to eat it on Yom Tov. So if it's only cooked Michael ben Drosoi, I don't know, has anyone here eaten a cholent, a third cooked? Huh?
Not a good idea.
Not a good idea, yeah. It's not, today people like raw meat. Just, you know, a third cooked is just right. People have become ben Drosoi for the meat. But if you have some beans in the cholent and only a third cooked, they're not going to be very tasty. So the shaila is, how does it work? What's the svara that a third cooked should be enough? In order to cook on Yom Tov, according to Rabba, which the Chachilah we have to follow that shita, in order to cook on Yom Tov for Shabbos, it's only not an Issa min haTorah, it's only not an Issa d'Oraisa, because I'm able to eat it today. And I might have some guests turning up at my door, and I'll feed them the cholent that I planned to have for Shabbos, but yes. So, but if it's not, if it's only a third cook, then it's not Roy Lachila. Huh? Yeah, but the Erev Tavshilin only helps for the Issa d'Rabbonon. But you have to first of all deal with the Issa min haTorah. The Issa min haTorah, according to Rabba, there's an Issa min haTorah to cook on Shabbos, on Yom Tov, for Shabbos, unless it's good for Yom Tov. What does it mean it's good for Yom Tov? That guests come on Yom Tov, I might end up using it for Yom Tov. So how can I say that if it's only a third cooked?
You're allowed to add warm water to the cholent, aren't you? As long as the hot water to the cholent, as long as you don't boil up.
You're talking about on Shabbos itself?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, that's another question. Right. But I'm discussing before Shabbos, it's on Yom Tov. And then you can cook. You take raw potatoes and raw beans and raw meat and you put it in a pot and you put it on the fire. You can mamash cook. But it has to be ready for Shabbos. Comes the Mishnah Berurah and says, even Shlish Bishul, even Michael ben Drosoi is enough. So I'm asking, how does that work? Chura, it's not ready for Yom Tov. So, first of all, just as far as the Maramokim, the Mishnah Berurah has been tied to the Prima Godim. And the Prima Godim discusses this four times. And each time he says something different. Yeah, he said. He discusses it in the On the Mogen of Rom, in the Psichet Hilchos Yom Tov, the Mogen of Rom says it has to be cooked for Yom Tov. When you're cooking on Yom Tov for Shabbos, it has to be cooked. Says the Primei Gadim just as a question. He says, I don't understand. We make cholent on Yom Tov, and we matmin it, we insulate it. We cook it a little bit, and then we insulate it, and it gets cooked through the night of Shabbos, like every week. That's what they did. Every week, the food that was ready for Shabbos day, the food for Shabbos day, was you cooked it partially before Shabbos, the way they used to do it, then they would insulate it in a Dovra Mayim in heaven, something that somehow contains the heat, and then it would cook the mesh of the night. So they did that also on a setting like this past Yom Tov. On Yom Tov going into Shabbos, they did the same. So he says, how do we do that? Just Tzorech Iyun. He doesn't. So he's saying, according to the Mogen of Rom, it should be Asa. But Tzorech Iyun, how can we do it? So in that Primei Gadim, we see there's a minig lekula. The minig was to be mekel. But on the other hand, Tzorech Iyun, how come? On the other hand, twice in Hilchos Shabbos, he seems to say it's okay if it's Machal ben Drusoi. In the Psichet Hilchos Shabbos, he also discusses it. And he says it should be a problem. It's not edible. So how can it be allowed to prepare the food like this? So I want to discuss for a couple of minutes is how, a little bit the question is, how does Machal ben Drusoi help generally? In other words, if it's not edible, so how does it ever help? What do I mean, how does it ever help? There is a din on Shabbos, yeah, that you're not, Issof Shehiyah. You're not allowed to leave things on an open fire when Shabbos comes in, right? We're all familiar with this din, yeah? Unless it's either, okay, so we have Machloikas in the Gemara, Chom and Chananya. According to the way we paskin, according to the Ramah, you're not allowed to leave things in open fire unless it's already cooked Michael Mendrosoi, or it's fully raw, a basachai, a raw piece of meat, right? So it comes to regular Shabbos, yeah? Somebody come and ask a question. I want to put a chicken in the oven, and a raw chicken in the oven, 15 minutes before Shabbos, 15 minutes before Shabbos, put chicken in the oven, leave the oven on a timer, and it's going to go off, and I'll have it ready for my Suda. So the din is, it's not allowed, right? Why? Because the din is, Shia, there's an Issa Shia, you're not allowed to leave something on the fire unless it is, according to the Mechaber, fully cooked, and according to Ramo, cooked Kabachal Ben Drusoi. Yeah? So if it's cooked Kabachal Ben Drusoi, it'd be allowed, but Pashtas. But if it's not cooked Kabachal Ben Drusoi, it's not allowed. Why? What's the reason? So we all know, I think we all know the reason. Shemi Yechta, there's a chash. In the Gemara's times, you leave something on coals, there's a chash, you're going to stoke the coals. Yeah, you're going to stoke the coals. And the truth is, you know, there were poiskim that felt that the Xerah shouldn't apply today. In the olden days, when you cooked on coals, so the coals naturally are constantly dying down. Like when you make a barbecue, you have to keep restoking them, reshaking them to make them. So that makes a lot of sense to make a Xerah. But I can't leave something on the coals because I won't pass the coals. I'll need to refresh them. Nowadays, where you have a gas fire or an oven, you set it however you set it, and it remains. So there's a sword to say there's no Xerah. And there were even some great poiskim that felt that way, even Lamaisa. But Lamaisa, it's accepted by the. Today by all poskim, but no, the same is applies today. The oven is the same thing, or the gas is the same thing. I can't leave something on the gas fire or an electric fire unless I put a blech, unless I cover it, or it's a hot plate without a dial, or it's cooked a third, at least, or a half cooked, or it's a raw piece of meat, right? That's the din. And then there's no chash, I'm going to stoke the coals. Yeah, I'll point out where it's most practical. Usually, people on Shabbos, I think, have a blech, or they're using a hot plate that doesn't have a dial. But when people use a slow cooker for the cholent, a crock pot for the cholent, so there's no blech. Usually, some people do put a blech inside, somehow wrap it, but there's no blech, and therefore the dinim apply. You have to make sure that it's either a raw piece of meat right before Shabbos, whatever. I'm not going to go into all the dinim there, but there's such a concept, or. It's already a third cooked, or until a half cooked before Shabbos.
What's stopping you cooking the raw piece of chicken in and leaving it in so it gets ready for the soup?
If it's
raw.
If it's totally raw, right before Shabbos. Yeah, maybe, yeah, in a Hanami. There is room to be done, but pashtus, if it's totally raw, there's certainly room to make up. Let's say it wasn't right before Shabbos. That's why I said 10, 15 minutes before Shabbos.
Because it doesn't take more than an hour to cook.
It takes an hour to cook, so 10, 15 minutes before Shabbos is less than a third, and it's not raw, so it's a problem. Right?
No, but you do it just before Shabbos.
Right, so the din of just before is difficult and become a sibbos, especially in today's setting where the whole heta is that it won't be ready for tonight, and here it will be ready for tonight. So it's not so poshut.
Also, in the kid of Sheba Yechata, the Gezeira would apply because the case of person must die now.
That's right. So that's, yeah, there is a svarate it wouldn't apply because When you set it, it remains as it is. But the ma'aseh of the poskim achoshesh that there is a gzeirah shem yichata, and therefore it's a problem. Exactly. Yeah. So my question is this: the din is if it's ma'aseh ben rishoy, it's mutter. If my cholent is half cooked, it's mutter, right? I'm allowed to put cholent in the crock pot. There's no blech. There's no gruf oktuma. There's no hecker to make sure that I don't change the dial. But if it's half cooked, so then it's ma'aseh ben rishoy, it's mutter. Why? There's no chashash anymore shem yichata. There's no chashash anymore. I'm going to change it. Why not? Why is this question important? Okay, because that goes back to why over here Michael Mendrosoy helps. Why when it's half cooked, it's not edible. I'm not planning to eat it. What's Michael Mendrosoy? There was a listim. There was a certain bandit that would eat his meat, his food half raw, and therefore I'm not that guy, right? I'm not Mendrosoy. I know some people think I am, but I'm not Mendrosoy, right? So I'm not going to eat my food half raw. So what's the problem? How's there a solution? It's half cooked, so now I'm not going to be choyt. I'm not going to stoke the coals on regular Shabbos. How does that solve the problem? I'm not planning to eat it like that, so I still stoke the coals.
Because somebody is eating it.
Right, but I'm not that somebody. So Bamela, if the worry is I'm going to stoke the coals.
You don't like it, but usually it'll be
somebody in your house may like it.
No, right, so in my house, I don't have either Michael Ben Drusoy. Most people don't eat it at that. The Gemara found one person who was listim, yes, that he would eat it at that. So the question is, how does it help? How does it take away the gzeira on regular Shabbos? How does it take away the gzeira of Shem Yechta, that you might stoke the coals? Shem Yechata, yeah? So over here, like with the Pashtus, the Mishnah Berurah explains it one way, and the Aruch HaShulchan explains it a second way, and before both of them, in the Shulchan Aruch Rav, he says both of them together. Let me try and let me explain, and also with some nafkaminas, and ultimately get back to the shaila in Eiv Shilin. The Mishnah Berurah says, since it's royal achila, it's already edible, so b'meila there's no chashash that you're going to stoke the coals. Because it's edible. Yeah? It's difficult a little bit to understand, because, like I say, it's edible, but you're not planning to eat it of that. So you might stoke the coals in order to make it more edible, to make it better. But that's the way the Mishnah Berurah explains it, and found in the Rishonim, he doesn't give a marmokim, but there is an Urzeruah that says those same osius. That since it's edible, so maybe it's okay. On the other hand, Aruch HaShulchan says other osius, which is B'emes L'chura, it's more classic osius because they're straight in the Rosh, Al-Asar, the Rosh, discussing the din of Ma'ach Mendrosoy. What he says is, when it's half cooked, or a third cooked, when it's already reached Mendrosoy, it's going to be ready for the meal at night, even without you stoking the coals. So it's a different Ezra. Not because it's partially edible, rather because it's halfway there. And if it's halfway there, it won't take so long. So according to... That's the second way. Now, I think, first of all, when I get to the question of Erev Tavshilin, is it good enough that it's half cooked or third cooked when Shabbos comes in? So it very much depends which approach we take. If we take the approach like the Mishnah Berurah, and it fits with what he says himself in Hilchos Shabbos and Hilchos Yom Tov, if we take the approach that it's already edible, the reason why Malcolm and Rousseau is a solution on Shabbos and there's no worry you're going to stoke the coals is because it's considered edible. So if that's the pshat, that it's considered edible, so then, also Yom Tov, I could put my food on Friday and my cholent is not ready when Shabbos comes in, it's not fully cooked, but it is Malcolm and Rousseau. Okay, well listen, on Shabbos we consider it edible and we say there's no worry you're going to stoke the coals, so maybe in Yom Tov it's also considered edible and maybe there's no worry you're going to stoke the coals. So then it makes sense. It's still a little difficult to understand because there we're discussing it's edible and it's good enough for a din d'rabbanan. You might stoke the coals. Over here we're discussing for a din issa d'oraisa that it has to be considered edible, otherwise it's not cooked. Otherwise I'm cooking on Yom Tov and it's only for Shabbos and that's also in a Torah. So, but at Avah B'Kein, it's at least just like in Hilchos Shabbos, it's considered edible. So I could say in Hilchos Yom Tov it's also considered edible. On the other hand, if you take the approach that I'm saying that the Rosh says and quoted in the Poesim of the Aruch HaShulchan, that the heter of Michael ben Rousseau on Shabbos, the reason if it's half cooked, it's a solution, is because it's almost there, and therefore there's no worry. So then it's nothing to do with Yom Tov. Yom Tov I'm cooking. No, it's Michael ben Rousseau. Well, how's that helped me? It's Michael ben Rousseau, it's partially cooked, so it's almost there. It's almost there, but on Yom Tov I can't eat it. It's only going to be ready Friday night. So I'm cooking on Shabbos, on Yom Tov, for Shabbos. So I've done it, it's in the Torah. So l'chura, if you go with the approach of Aruch HaShulchan, you're not going to be able to use this heter of Michael ben Rousseau for the setting of Erev Tavshilin. Yeah.
But it did not be dependent also on the Mekidah of Mitztamek Vigo for life. because it's Tamid Beautiful, then it's an incentive for him to want to turn it up, and then for the
Inochanami, that's another question, yeah, that's right. And there is a tzad to say, even like the Ramah, the Stam Yofalo kills it, that's right, that's another Nidin. But I'm going to leave it out, just because it's going right, now the emes is, in the Shulchan Aruch Rav, he says you need both. It seems to say you need both Aterium. In other words, on Shabbos, the way Ma'achal Ben Zosori works, is because, on the one hand, it's already edible, and on the other hand, it's almost there. And when you have both together, so then it's we're not worried, Shemi Yechata. But, and the question is, where's the mocker to say that only when you have both together, so then it's mutter, then there's no chashash Shemi Yechata. So I want to say the following. I wanted to just suggest a mocker, which I think is a very, very strong mocker, I don't see any other way out of it, which is based on another dim. Let me just start with the shayla that I was once asked. Somebody wanted to make a cake. What's it called? And you bake a cake, and it's like sharp Friday night. It's like half baked. That's where you eat it. The middle is still a chocolate cake, and the middle is still
raw.
Yeah, the middle is still a little bit raw.
Souffle.
Souffle. That's right. Souffle. Yeah. So that's the way you wanted to make the cake. So the way you wanted to do it, this was the shayla. You wanted to take it, put it in the oven on just as Shabbos is coming in. Put it in the oven, and then. And then, by the meal, that's the way it would work on a certain heat, the meal would be just right. By the dessert, it would be just right, just the perfect time. To be honest, he didn't want to. He did it, and then suddenly he realized, one minute, he used to do that, and he had it timed perfectly. Put it in on Erev Shabbos, and the dessert, mamash. Kitza, the question is, suddenly he realized, one minute, am I allowed to do this on Shabbos? There's no blech in the oven, you can't make grufok tumah, you can't make a blech. So are you allowed to do this? So I thought, is it this? The luchura depends, is the cake like an onion, or is it like an apple? What do I mean? There is a Tosfos that says, you know, we said that Michael Ben Rosoi is allowed. If something's cooked Michael Ben Rosoi, you're allowed to leave it on an open fire. But if it's raw, you're not allowed to leave it over an open fire. So Tosfos discusses, are you allowed to, it was the minuk, are you allowed to put apples on a fire on Shabbos, on Erev Shabbos? Erev Shabbos, are you allowed to put apples, raw apples, on the fire? It's not Michael Ben Rosoi?
Edible.
Says Tosfos, it's edible. It's edible. It's... raw apples are good when they're raw, and they're good when they're cooked, and they're good every stage in between. So Meila has the same Meila as Ma'achal Ben Rosoi, because it's already edible. I'll just throw... You see already, he's going with the shit of edible. Yeah, but we'll say, wait a second, yeah. Then he says, no, so what about raw onions? What about putting raw onions on the fire on Erev Shabbos?
It's still edible.
Says Tosfos, it's also edible. People eat raw onions. Certainly cut them up in a salad, people eat raw onions. It says, no, raw onions you can't put. Because they're not as good as raw apples. That's what Tosfos says. Yeah? So I had a very strong cash, and that's the halacha, Shulchan Aruch, and Rishon Dalet brought in all the poskim. Raw apples are mutter to leave on the fire, even though they're not cooked. Raw onions are osa, even though they're edible, but they're not as good as raw apples. So the fact they're not as good as raw apples, I think most people... Yeah, they're not as good as raw apples, yeah. But, I do have a kash over here, which is, what do I care if they're as good as raw apples or not? I should be checking if they're as good as Ma'achal Ben Rosoi or not. But let me get there 1 second. Before that, I want to say, so if we're getting this shayla, this souffle, the question is raw cake like raw apples, that a mum is good when it's raw, or is it like raw onions, that it's good when it's raw, it's edible, but it's not quite like the same as raw apples that are mamish good when they're raw. So to be honest, as a child, I never understood why people bake the cakes. I thought they were better when in the better as batter. Yeah, but pashtas raw cakes are not. They might be edible, but they're not. It's not like a chiladik way to eat a cake. Yeah. So for me, l'chura, it's more similar to a raw onion. That even though it's edible, but it's not toiv. It's not toiv l'ochloi chai like an apple. So therefore, pashtas this case is a problem. Right, to put in the oven. However, my question is, and it's a question, the question on Tosfos, and the question that's brought in all the poskim, it's brought in Shulchan Aruch, and nobody argues with these dinim. Apples you're allowed to leave, and onions not. Why not? So they all say, raw onions are better than Ma'achal Ben Rosoi, but they're not as good as raw apples. So what do I care if they're not as good as raw apples? L'chura, the measuring stick is Ma'achal Ben Rosoi. So apples are okay because they're better than Ma'achal Ben Rosoi, but onions are not okay because... they're not as good as Ma'achal Ben Rosoi, but the din is clear that they're better. Raw onions are also matzias. I think everyone would agree that raw onions are better than a cholent, which is the third cooked. Yeah? But it's also clear in the poskim it's like that. It's clear in the Tosfos it's like that. That raw onions are better than Maichon D'Shori. Nevertheless, you can't leave them on the fire because it's not as good as apples. Well, what does it need to be as good as apples? So what I think here is it creates, what comes out in Chura clear from this din, is that there's two milas that Maichon D'Shori has. One mila is the fact that it's already edible, partially edible. And that weakens the chash that you might be choyter. It's not a lot. But that's not enough alone, because it's partially edible, but that's not enough alone. There's still a worry that you might be choyter to make it more ready. To make it, you don't want to eat a Maichon D'Shori. But then there's another advantage that Maichon D'Shori has, which is that it's almost there, it's halfway there. So Maichon D'Shori has both advantages. So there's less of a worry you're going to stoke the coals when the food is Maichon D'Shori, because on the one hand, it's partially cooked, and therefore it's edible, but that's not enough. On the other hand, it's almost there, and that's also not enough. You need both elements playing together. And that's the Maile Maichon D'Shori. And therefore, raw onions are better than Maichon D'Shori, true. So they're more edible. But more edible enough isn't enough. The fact that it's more edible than Maichon D'Shori isn't enough, because it doesn't have the other advantage, which is half cooked. So therefore, it's at the beginning of the cooking process. So the chash of Shema Yechata, you might stoke the coals, is greater. It doesn't have the advantage that Maichon ben D'Shori has. So that's why we're machmir by raw onions. Raw apples, on the other hand, that's what, if you look carefully at the Lashon of the Shoinim, is that it's not just better than Maichon ben D'Shori. It's mamish toiv. It's mamish good to eat them raw. No, if it's mamish good to eat them raw, so then it has a... Then it's not. Then I don't need both milas. In other words, that's the chiddush of Tosfos, that even though raw apples does not have the advantage of Maichon D'Shori, it only has half the advantage, even though it doesn't have the mila that it's half cooked. It only has the mila that it is ready to eat. But because it's so ready to eat, so the whole chash you might stoke the coals falls away. So what comes out is things that are mamish ready to eat, they're mamish edible, they're like fully edible, so them, you don't need the advantage that it's half cooked. And therefore it's okay, like that's an apple, and therefore it's okay to put them on the fire. But something like a raw onion, which is not, it's better cooked, you want it to be cooked, so then you also need the advantage that it's halfway there, or a third of the way there, that it's going to be cooked for tonight. But,
With an apple, the advantage is like this, if you're eating it raw, then that's the optimal way to eat it when you want it raw. If you want it cooked, then it's only good when it's fully cooked.
But the Maisa would say not to that.
When it's in between, is nishtahin and nishtahir. Right. So
I'm asking this as a tzad, and then you wouldn't name on the chiddush of Tosfos.
It's already in a halfway land. Yes.
I'm asking this as a svara, and that's what Tosfos is saying. We don't pass it on that. Rather, we pass it on because it's good like this, it's good like that, and it's also good in between. So we're okay. We trust you. You're not going to stoke the coals. There's a svara the other way also. It's good like this, good like that, and in between is also Seder. So since there's a svara the other way, Tosfos goes to the svara the other way. However, something which only has a svara that it's better than Maichon ben D'Shori isn't enough, because then you also need to add the idea that it's half cooked. If it's all correct, then what comes out is that the fact that it's half cooked, Maichon ben D'Shori, it's not enough alone, the fact that it's edible, because it's not edible. There's other things that are playing into the heter on Erev Shabbos. And if so, on Erev Yom Tov, do you want to say, if so, on Erev Shabbos, which is Yom Tov, one would have to be machmir, like one side in the Privy Gaudim, one would have to be machmir and say that even if it's Maichon ben D'Shori, so it's still not good enough to make a shalom like that on Yom Tov, it has to be fully ready before Shabbos. Lemaisa, like I say, the Mishnah Brura is noita lekula. The truth is, I think, he says it in brackets, and I think the Mishnah Brura himself is relying on the fact that Ikaradini Paskins, that you can rely on Rav Chisda. There's room to rely on Rav Chisda that it doesn't even have to be cooked to Shabbos. So together with that, he puts in this Svara of at least make a Maichon ben D'Shori. But Mitzacheni, if you want to go lechatchila and follow the Shit of Rabbah, that it should be cooked before Shabbos, Lechura, there is a Svara to say the Maichon ben D'Shori is not enough, and it should be fully cooked. Say that. Just a few seconds.